Hello and welcome to Wine Wednesday. Oh my, is that loud?
Woo! Caitlin and I are pretty tired again this week. Welcome to college. But we've got some things to whine about that make us
very, very, very fucking angry.
Sorry for the cursing, guys.
But only slightly.
Only because we have to be.
Yep, that's really the only reason. But as you know, we're gonna start you off with a song. And because I'm in control, I get to pick the songs. And, you know, I still think that everyone should know every word to every Panic at the Disco. Well, Fall Out Boy too, but Panic at the Disco song. So here's a Panic at the Disco song.
Just woke up in my underwear, no liquor left on the shelf. I should probably introduce myself. You should have seen what I wore. I had a cane and a party hat. I was the king of this hologram, where there's no such thing as getting out of hand. Memories tend to just pop up. Drunk pre-meds and some rubber gloves. 5,000 people with designer drugs. Don't think I'll ever get enough.
Don't think I'll ever get enough. Cocaine, gasoline, and most things in between. Around the city in a shopping cart, a pack of camels and a smoke alarm. This night is heating up. Raise hell and turn it up. Say it if you go on, you might mess up any dream, but I can't.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
These footprints, they don't look very human-like. Now I wish that I could find my clothes, bed sheets and a morning rose. I wanna wake up, can't even tell if this is a dream. How did we end up in my neighbor's pool, upside down with a perfect view? Bought a bar at the speed of sound, fancy feet dancing through this town. Lost my mind in a wedding gown. Don't think I'll ever get it now.
Don't think I'll ever get it now.
Champagne, cocaine, gasoline, and most things in between. Around the city in a shopping cart, a pack of camels and a smoke alarm. This night is heating up. Raise hell and turn it up. Say it if you go on, you might mess up any dream, but I can't.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
Try to stand. I lost a bet to a guy in a chiffon skirt, but I make these high heels work. I've told you time and time again, I'm not as thick as you drunk I am. And we all fell down when the sun came up. I think we've had enough.
Hi friends, what you doing? Are you listening to us? Because that would make sense.
I mean, I would hope so. Maybe someone's forcing this on other people. Which,
hey, if you're listening to us, will you send us a Facebook message on our page, or like just like post on our wall? I'd love to know if people actually listen to this. If you're not, that's fine too, because you won't
like
hear this.
It'd be pretty solid if people are listening to us. There's really no way to see that we know of.
Yeah, there is a way to see, but we don't know how to do that.
Yeah, I know people have talked about the way in the past, but like...
Yeah, because...
I have no idea.
I don't remember who told me that it was someone... Oh, I was on with Dean, and he told us how many people were listening to us.
Yeah, I know Dean knows how. We need to ask Dean how you...
At Dean, help. Okay, anyway, hey, what's up? Let's talk about things that we don't like.
Because this is Wine Wednesdays, and we are some angry...
Motherfuckers. Our bad, again. Specifically my bad. My bad.
Yeah. We're some angry people here on Wine Wednesdays, and that's sort of what we do is what we do is we talk about things that irritate us.
We don't like, yeah.
Yeah. So our first topic of today is liars. We don't like liars. Just be honest.
We really don't.
Like, just be honest about how you feel about things or if you think a certain way. Like, because eventually you'll get caught in your web of lies, and then that makes everyone angry because it makes you a bad person. Like, I mean, and we're not talking about, like, little lies. Like,
sweeping the floor.
That was my example I used earlier. Like, not gonna lie, I don't know if my mom's listening in, but she'd always be like, oh, McKenna. She'd call the house phone when I was growing up, and she'd be like, oh, McKenna, have you done those chores or things that I asked you to do? Like, there was a list for, and I'd always be like, of course, Mother, I've been working on them since I've been home. In reality, I'd been watching TV the whole time, and I immediately sprang up and decided to clean it all because she'd be home in, like, 15 minutes.
Or, like, when your parents were like, okay, make sure you take the chicken out to
thaw. And then you didn't, and it was
I learned how to use the thaw function on the microwave really early on in life.
Kids are forgetful. Yeah.
Kids just don't listen. It has a lot less to do with forgetfulness and more with... the fact that we just don't listen.
We don't listen, and we don't really understand the depth to which we need to care about things.
No one tells you, you know. It's not really our fault.
But then, like, when you're an adult,
I only feel so bad.
And you lie to other adults about things. That's like when
I want to fight you.
Yeah, this is when you get into that realm of, really, like, why? Why couldn't you just be honest or truthful? Why do you have to be a liar? Because, you know what? Then no one will ever trust anything you say, ever.
And, like... there are certain lies that, even, like, in the realm of, like, larger lies, I think are worse than others. Like, I don't know, what would you consider a large lie? Like, lying to someone about your feelings, lying about...
like, actually doing a paper, like, academic dishonesty.
Yeah, academic dishonesty is pretty unfortunate. Really, any sort of, like, paper project, any sort of academic dishonesty, that's really bad. Lying about going to class, I think that's a pretty high up there in college because we lie about it to our parents a lot. Breaking the law. That's a pretty common thing that kids do in college, which no one wants to hear, but I don't really give any cares. If you want to hear it, it's really more like a fact.
Yes.
So those are pretty bad, but I think there are some that are worse than others. Like, I think academic dishonesty is awful. Like,
oh my
gosh, honestly
I
can't
stand people. I'm just no mercy. If you do not do something that you said you did.
And that you're getting graded for or credit for or something like
or
that.
Or paid for, like, no.
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 You are terrible. And then
honestly,
if you get caught and you whine about it.
You probably deserved it. Actually, there's like a 100% chance you deserved it. Because it's not fair that you would take that kind of information and just like no like let's say you're supposed to be writing something like an article or something and you're asking other people to get information for you or take pictures for you or something like that and you say you're sick and that's the reason you can't do it but actually you're just doing something else that's terrible you're one pulling those other people under with you and two straight up just lying to people who trust you. I hate that.
Yeah.
I also don't like it when you lie and it hurts someone.
Yeah.
Like, leading on. I hate it when people lead people on. Because, like, over the summer, I had just broken up with, like, my first serious girlfriend. And girls would lead me on. Like, once I eventually got over it. But, like, they would lead me on and they'd just be like, oh, my God, yes. Blah, 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 blah. And they'd lead me on. And then eventually they would ghost. And that's another one I hate. I hate ghosting. I hate it. Don't ghost on a person. It hurts them very deeply. Don't ghost.
I'm a bad ghoster.
Yeah, she is. It really pisses me off, but it doesn't matter. Don't ghost. It fucking sucks. Because, like...
but, I mean, like, usually I'm pretty... like, if I ghost, it's after a period of honesty, I feel.
What do you mean?
Like, I'll just be like, oh, this, like, now I feel awkward around this person, and so then I must ghost because I have told them either how I feel, they've told me how they feel.
No, I'm talking, happened. Like, no, just out of nowhere ghosting. I'm saying, like, everything's fine, you're talking one day, and the very next day, nothing.
Nah, I don't think I really do that as often.
I hate that. Girls do that to me all summer. But I don't mean ghosting if, like, someone's like, hey, yeah, I'm definitely going to call you. And, like, you make it a point to, like, not call them because you always start the conversations or, like, text them first because you always do that. That I don't consider ghosting. Like, ghosting is literally just cutting it off with no real, like, not about it. I hate that. When you, like, lie to someone and it gets their feelings hurt, like, because it's about something romantic. I can't handle it. Pisses me off. Like, humans are very emotional creatures and, like, literally forget you.
Yeah. I mean, if you don't feel a certain way for someone, but that they feel for you.
And you tell them, that's fine.
Yeah. Just be straightforward and honest. If not, they're going to feel, like, more hurt in the long run because things will eventually, like, come out. And so then they'll know, like, everything that actually happened and then they'll be angry. So you can't be surprised then when they're angry at you. Like, I don't know, like, you lied to them. You hurt their feelings. And then, so, like, not only do they have the initial, like, hurt feelings, but then they have the later hurt feelings of the fact that you wouldn't even be honest with them, which shows that you don't respect them as a person or a friend or, like, whatever is that situation. If someone's annoying you, be honest.
Like, I just, like, yeah. If someone is, like, in your space pushing you, doing something you don't like, that's fine if you tell them. But that's what I'm talking about, like, leading people on. Like, I don't handle that very well. Like, if I'm annoying you, just let me know. Like, am I going to be hurt by knowing that? Oh my goodness, someone's calling me. I didn't even know you guys would be able to hear that. Sorry, guys. It was my mom. Sorry, Mom. I just legitimately don't know what to do with those people. Like, why? Why are you lying?
I don't know. I think maybe they think that they're sparing that other person something by lying to them, even if that person has plucked up the courage to actually talk with them about something.
See, but I think that's even worse. Like, if you think that sparing them is what they want after you've, like, decided to go and just, it drives me insane. I can't handle it. I hate it so much. Like, if I have told you that I like you, or, like, I went on a date with you or something like that, and then you're like, yeah, let's definitely do, like, a second date, and then stop talking to me, or, like, I've told you and you're like, I'm just going to spare her feelings and tell her she's a likable person, I'll fight you.
Yeah. What does telling someone that they're a likable person even mean?
Yeah, what even makes me a likable person?
Like, am I likable in the friend sense, likable in the, like, people don't hate me sense, likable in, like, the like-like sense? Like, what do you mean by likable person? It's a very open-ended statement.
Like, am I likable because I don't punch people when I want to? Am I likable because sometimes I'm not as sassy as other times?
Am I likable because sometimes I cook or bake?
Am I likable because sometimes my eyebrows are well-groomed or I'm wearing eyeliner and mascara?
Am I likable because I'm interesting? Am I likable because I'm smart?
Am I likable because I'm a really good friend and I give great advice? Am I likable because I have a really great shoe collection? Am I likable because I am unapologetically myself? Like,
am I likable because I wear a lot of leggings and oversized sweaters?
Am I likable because I have big boobs?
Am I likable because I have a big butt?
Like, what even is a likable person? What does that even mean?
I don't understand. But if you tell someone that, then you're just making them more confused. It's like a clouded lie. It's not even a blatant lie. It's just like a, like,
it's like one of those.
I'm going to actually tell you how I feel about things lie, so I'm going to hide behind this smokescreen of likable person.
It's like one of those lies that you tell thinking you'll get away with it, but, like, even, it's like one of those lies that, like, kindergartners tell, and they, like, think they'll get away with it because it has, like, you know, whatever details that they think makes a lie believable, but, like, you can see from a mile away that it's a huge, giant lie.
Yeah, and that person is just trying to lie to you and treating you like you're stupid, like, do you think that people won't find out if you lie? That, like, you're just, lying? Why?
Why are you lying? Why are you always lying? Why are you always lying?
Okay, you're going to look up that song to play next.
Oh, okay. I'm going to do that for you guys.
But our housemate Jeremy always loved to sing that in our common room, and we miss him. So
we miss him so much.
I doubt he's listening right now.
He's probably he's definitely not. That's fine.
He's busy in New York.
He's doing, like, real things with his real life.
Here we are.
Hi, friends.
But, yeah, it's just, there's no point in lying about things, especially when it comes to feelings. You should be honest. If you were rejecting your friend, you should be even, like, 50 times more honest, because you're going to ruin that friendship if you aren't, because then that person will feel like you don't respect them.
It's a really shitty thing to do to someone. I'm going to see if I can get this song to play. We're going to find out. Aw, yeah, no ad.
Here is the song.
Yo! 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 Looks so good. Yo, you wanna think the week I just had? Listen, I copped the all-white Margiela's. I got a foreign, and she ain't born. You feel me? It's a BMW, by the way. Listen, she got big titties. She got a big ass. You feel me? Yo, I can't wait for you to meet this girl. This is the best week I've ever had. Best week ever.
I wonder if he know that I know he's lying right now. Oh, you got the new Margiela's? That's what's up. That's what's up. I see you. That's your BMW? That's nice. That's your girl? Golly. Okay, I see you. But I just want to know one thing. You ready? Why the fuck you lying? Why you always lying? Oh my God. Stop fucking lying. Always lying to me. You lying so much.
Why?
You making it hard for me. Every time you tell me something, I figure that you're lying. Ooh, it's almost like you're faking. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know you're lying. But you sound excited. And you know that I know that you're lying. Oh, girl.
Cue the rain.
I got you.
The rain, yeah. Turn it on. A little bit more. Yeah.
I'ma keep on lying to you.
Yeah. Yeah, I love when you lying like that.
Hey, friends.
Hello. Oh, wow. I'm really loud in my ears right now. So now that we've talked about lying and people that lie and that we don't like that, because I don't think very many people like people who lie, our next thing is going to be friends who expect you or, like, make you feel bad when you do well at things.
Oh, I hate that.
Like, you should be happy for your friends. Caitlin's making a phone call right now. So I'm going to talk for a long time. yeah, you should be happy for your friends when they, like, get something that they wanted, or if they're happy about something that they, like, that's going on in their life. Even if something didn't happen in your life or you didn't get something in life that you wanted. Even if it's the same thing, like, you should just be happy for your friends because that's what good friends do.
Hi, guys.
Oh, Caitlin's back. That was a quick phone call.
I didn't even call her. She didn't even call me on purpose. Sorry, guys. I was out of the room. I don't know if you noticed, but I'm going to try and close the door now. I was out of the room because my mom called me, but she didn't even call me on purpose and left me a 3-minute message of her pocket. So that was fun.
Yay. Now we're talking about friends. You can't be happy for friends.
Yeah. Okay. I got some good examples of that. I flippin' hate that. Oh, gracious. Hold on. Sorry, guys. I think that there are some really, really talented people in the world. I don't know if you guys also think this. I'm not really one of them. I am pretty good at, like, some things, but they're not really quantifiable. They're, like, I don't know. I told you guys I give really good advice. I personally believe that. Honestly, I'll let McKenna tell you if it's true or not.
Caitlin gives pretty bomb advice.
Killing it.
But, like, go ahead.
I was just going to say, but I'm not good at school. Like, it's just not a thing I'm good at. Like, I just, I'm not. It's fine. I'm not that upset about it. I was pretty okay at high school. I'm, like, doing, like, vaguely well in college. Like, I'll graduate. I'm not that worried about it. But, like, it's just a thing that I know about myself.
C's get degrees.
C's get to degrees. But McKenna is so good at school. It's so interesting. Like, sorry, that sounded different than I wanted it to be. I told her on Saturday, who knows what day it was, that I wanted to be her when I grew up. That's still true. She has a great GPA. She's got, like, 8 jobs. She already has, like, job offers for after school, and she applied to 10 different PhD programs.
I haven't gotten into any of those. So
except for maybe OSU.
As, like, bomb as I thought. I mean, I got into the master's program at Buffalo, but with no funding, so.
Anyway. She's so cool. But yeah, there are a lot of people who, like, don't feel this way about other people's accomplishments. And I know, like, I've in the past, like, been a little bitter about things that other people have accomplished. Because sometimes it's hard to see other people do well at things that you think that you're good at.
It's like when you see someone, like, in a relationship and being all happy and you're single and alone and you're just salty and you're just like, oh, I hate them. I hate these happy people when I'm not happy.
Do you have personal experience in this?
Always. But yeah, and it's just like, or like when you're really stressed out and everyone else is partying or doing something and getting to have fun and you're just like, I have to stay in and do homework and everyone else is at 50 Cent Beer Night or Park Monday.
Megan is also underage.
Another salty factor in life.
We're a salty people. Could you tell by our show? Yeah, like, I know sometimes it can be hard, especially when, like, you think you're good at something. Like, in middle school, I was really good at the flute, and then I got to high school, and I wasn't that great at the flute, so then I switched to the French horn. But, like, those first 2 years of high school, when I was still playing the flute, and I wasn't doing very well, I was really bitter. Because all of these rich white people who got to have tutors every week, and play, and practice, and have all of this time...
Yeah. And I mean, like, it's hard sometimes to be happy for your friends because, like, if you're not doing well or if something's going on in your life and they're just this happy ray of sunshine that's getting things that they want, like, it's hard. Like, we realize that it's hard.
We appreciate that fact.
Yeah, like, you can be a salty person like us, but at the same time, you need to step up and be a good friend. And you need to encourage them to take opportunities that they get. You need to... be kind and not make them feel bad.
And something else is that as a friend who's doing well, you need to understand that, like, that's okay. Like, it's okay to do better than your friends, and not even better, but different. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. It's okay to accept a new experience. It's okay to want to grow. Like, these things are okay.
And if you guys are in a healthy, like, friendship, things will work out.
Yeah, your best friend can graduate a year early and you might still like her, maybe.
your best friend can get into a house and you cannot, and it'll be okay.
And maybe, you know, maybe your friends decided to go Greek and you didn't, and that's fine too. You can be in two different houses.
And it's fine. Look at Caitlin and I.
Hello. Actually, I was also making a joke about McKenna leaving me a year early. She just didn't take the bait.
I wasn't going to let Caitlin be that salty on air.
I'm that salty. I'm not actually that salty. She's really cool. She's graduating a year early. How cool is that? But, like, it's okay. Like, it is okay if your friends got into SLUs and you didn't. Like, I know that slush just ended because we're in a SLU. Like, it's okay.
Like, you'll survive.
And you can visit them at the SLU.
Yeah. You should be happy for them that they get to be a part of this community.
And they get to do something so cool. And, of course, you can mourn your own loss.
But you should really be happy for them or also feel bad. And maybe then not decide to live in that house. Which is really shitty for the people who wanted them to live in that house.
Who still want them to live in that house.
And then for them who really wanted to live in the house. And you know what? It might actually make them grow to dislike you. Because they'll view you as the reason that they didn't get to live there.
That's some resentment right there.
Like, I know that I was really unhappy when I went through slush because everyone kept telling me, well, you need to not go this place or that place because people know that they're the first alternate and they want to be here or there. Or they're the alternate after you, and it's just like...
I remember that. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yes. And, like, it was just, like, very overwhelming because I was trying to make a decision. Other people were trying to force me to make decisions to do one thing or another. And I just felt like maybe I shouldn't choose anywhere. It was so overwhelming.
And it's an overwhelming choice, and we're not saying to make it lightly. But there are things that you will get in your life that your friends will not, and that will always happen.
And a true friend will be happy for you, and you can be sad for them. But in reality, you need to take opportunities that come your way, because who knows if they'll come your way again.
If you, like, think of it in a corporate sense, only so many people can get promotions.
Yeah, not everyone can be the boss.
Yeah. Like, I just, you need to be nice to your friends. Like, you're not going to lose them for allowing them to pursue their passions.
Yeah.
You might lose them for telling them they shouldn't pursue their passions, though. Yeah. It's just, it's not a very nice way to treat people, any people, even not your friends.
Yeah. Like, you should just be happy for when people are doing well. Whether that's in their career, their love life, their personal life, schoolwork.
Academic life. I don't know. Whether or not.
Health.
Yeah, whether or not they're losing 9 fingers, I don't know.
I probably would feel bad for someone losing 9 fingers.
I know, but what if you kept all 10 of your fingers? You'd still have to be nice to me if I had 10 fingers and you only had one. You could be bitter, but you'd have to be nice to me.
I'd be more sad for myself than caring that you had all 10.
Anyway.
I would just want my pinky, one pinky, so that I could either that or, like, one of my middle fingers. So that anytime anyone said anything, I could just be like...
I think I'd want my thumb. So I could still grab things.
Oh, that's a smart idea. I was just thinking about being salty and funny the whole time. But you're trying to be practical.
I just feel like it would be a lot easier. I'm picking up my phone right now with just my thumb. Yeah. I was trying to do it because I knew I wouldn't have these fingers. I was trying to just do palm thumb. Okay, anyway,
guys.
We're going to play you a song.
Yeah,
I'm
we're
sorry
gonna
for
play
just
you guys Lame Boy by 21 Pilots because I love 21 Pilots. Caitlin loves 21 Pilots, so everyone should love 21 Pilots.
That's basically how it goes.
So here you go.
If it wasn't for this music, I don't know how I would have fought this. Regardless, all these songs I'm hearing are so heartless. Don't trust a perfect person and don't trust a song that's flawless. Honest, there's a few songs on this record that feel common. I'm in constant confrontation with what I want and what is popping in the industry. It seems to me that singles on the radio are currency. My creativity's on the free when I'm playing shows. They say stay in your lane, boy, but we go where we want to. In a gas mask. If you ask Zach, he's my brother, he likes when I rap fast. But let's backtrack, back to this. Who would you live and die for on that list? But the problem is, there's another list that exists, and no one really wants to think about this. Forget sanity, forget salary, forget vanity, my morality. If you get in between someone not living me, you're gonna feel the heat of my cavalry. All these songs I'm hearing are so heartless. Don't trust a perfect person, and don't trust a song that's flawless. They say stay in your lane, boy, and we go where we want to.
Oh my goodness, I have to pause it. I'm only just going so slow. I'm just kidding. Hey guys, so the thing that I want to talk about, because McKenna picked our last one, is I am reading this letter that Apple wrote to us, people who use Apple products. Sorry, I'm trying to turn things down. They wrote a letter about how the FBI wants to be able to, like, have an operating system, like a version of iOS, that would allow them to unlock any, like, iPhone they have physically. So this basically means that it says it would undeniably create a backdoor. And while the government may argue that it would use its use would be limited, I'm so sorry, guys. We all know the NSA is not limited. We know that everything we say, do, hear, I don't know, think is monitored. And though I don't agree with it, I know that it's happening, and whatever, there's only so much that I can do about it. However, I do definitely oppose the idea of creating something that would allow people to get into my iPhone. Like, I mean, understandably, yeah. Government agencies. So you know that letter I was telling you about that Apple released?
Yeah.
Right, okay, so apparently what the FBI wants to do is have a version of iOS that unlocks iPhones physically. Like, if you physically have an iPhone, it can unlock it. And I just, like, I really don't agree. There's only so... There's only so much that I think the government should be allowed to do. Granted, I think that amount is growing with every little bit of data that is shared over the internet. But I think there's a certain, I don't know, line that shouldn't be crossed.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really mind the censorship because mainly because, like, I don't really have anything to hide. And so
no, I'm not talking about censorship. I have a huge problem with, like, censorship.
Not censorship, but, like, the, like, monitoring.
Oh, that, yeah.
Like, I don't really mind, because, like, I don't know, I'm not trying to hide anything. And I understand that they want to do it to keep people safe.
And yeah, like, but I think that it's not necessarily the actual act that I have a problem with. It's how they use the information, not the information, it's how they justify using monitoring on certain people. Like, the Patriot Act.
Oh, well, I don't, like, I think it should be, like, an across-the-board thing. I don't think any certain group or people should be targeted.
Right, but that is happening, is what I'm saying. And, like, I also personally think they're targeting the wrong groups. If they want to target groups, they should at least target groups that are going to hurt or harm people.
Like, you mean, like, white men. Males?
Yeah! It's almost
you
like you read my mind.
Anyone else shooting up schools except for a lot of cis white men.
Yeah, and you never hear about actual murderers being killed while being, like, serial murderers being shot to death. No, no, that's just, you know, random black men walking down the street. They're the problem. But that's kind of what I'm talking about. It's just, I don't think that the police uses the ability correctly. That's what I want, the ability. They are able to monitor and, like, search and do all of these things, and I think they do it inappropriately.
They profile and they target.
100%. And they don't even try to, I don't know, make their profiles fit or make sense. They profile just very, like, blasé normal things, like black and male. Do you know how many black males there are in the world? I mean,
a lot.
Hundreds less because police keep killing them. But I just, I don't know, I have a big problem. And Apple apparently does too because they refuse to create this iOS system. Yeah. iOS system. I just said system twice. Because it's operating system. I hate it when people do things like that. Like, say, PIN number or ATM machine. No. Don't do that. But so, yeah, I don't know. It's, like, very upsetting to me that a government agency is asking a corporate body to create a monitoring system.
I mean, they have, like, things for the internet where it's, like, they get pinged. People get pinged depending on what they search. So if you search certain keywords.
Yeah, but see, that's not corporate. That is government set up, like, nets, if you will. Just, like, nets that catch that word. And that's fine, too. Like, I don't really mind that. I think if you search certain things, you should be put on a watch list. Like, that's fine. I have personally searched for things that I know have put me on a watch list. I was looking for them for this book that I was writing. I don't know how to explain it. But, like, I just needed to know this information. I was like, well, worse things could happen. But I also think I have a problem because I don't think the law and technology are necessarily in the same place. Like, sometimes the law is years behind technology. Like, excuse me. Oh, I have to cough.
Oh, I'm kidding. Apparently it was just a yawn.
McKenna and I, in our house, watch a lot of SVU. And something that happens a lot on SVU is child pornography. But specifically, just underage girls. Only ever girls. Now that I think about it.
No, I've seen ones with boys.
Really? Where they get... Yeah. For taking pictures of themselves that they just send to the significant other?
Oh, no.
No, I mean, like, I can think of ones where there's child pornography with boys, like, as the, like, the people who were taking pictures of. But no, I'm just talking about, like, a 15-year-old girl taking a picture of herself in her bathroom at her home and sending it to her boyfriend, but accidentally having it sent out to the entire school. And she's arrested for child pornography. I have a problem with that. Because that child did not create pornography. Like, if they can't consent to sex, there's no way they could consent to pornography. It's not pornography. Is it a racy picture? Yeah. Would it be considered pornography if an 18-year-old took it? Yeah, and I get that. But, like, that 15-year-old, if she doesn't have the capacity to decide whether or not she can have sex, she also doesn't have the capacity to decide whether or not she's taking pornographic photos of herself. In which case, she should just be told not to take photos, and they should be deleted. That's what should happen.
And then the police should monitor how other people use those photos that they have then unfortunately received.
Yeah. And, like, that's fair. If it, I don't know, gets out to a group of pedophiles and then is used as pornography, then, yeah, it's child pornography at that point. But, like, if it's just an... it just drives me insane.
We had a big talk about that when I was in middle school, actually. They, like, had all the eighth graders sit down, and we thought it was because someone actually, like, sent pictures like that. And they sat down my entire grade and, like, lectured us about it. And we were just like, what is going on?
I mean, I definitely didn't take any racy pictures of myself before I turned 18, but that's because I had no one to send them to. But I, knowing who I am as a person, know that I would have if I had someone to send them to. Like, had I had boyfriends and girlfriends, it was hard being ugly. Had I had boyfriends, oh, I'm not ugly now, but I was ugly back in the day. I was just not an attractive kid. It's okay. I chose bad things. It's okay. I wore glasses that were really ugly. They, like, didn't fit my face shape. And, like, I had horrible acne that I didn't know how to handle. And I, like, didn't understand how to dress my body yet because I didn't understand why I was only gaining weight in my stomach. And, like, I just, like, I was a very ugly kid. And that's fine. I'm okay with that. It built character. I'm a very character-filled person now. But I'm not ugly now. No. You guys have no idea. I'm the cutest thing that you've ever seen in your entire life.
I mean, I feel like if anyone's listening, it's probably...
people we already know. I know. It's a joke. I'm also not the cutest thing you've ever seen in your entire life. Have you ever seen a corgi? Like, those are McKenna's favorite.
I am a corgi. Like, I have short legs, a big butt.
Absolutely. Your butt doesn't float, though.
My butt...
corgi's butts float.
Actually, my butt floats pretty well.
Your butt keeps you afloat, but it doesn't just float.
It's pretty buoyant.
Yeah, but it doesn't just float when you're standing... hands.
It doesn't just float. I mean, I can't stand on my hands if you've ever seen me try to balance. But, and then, like, I have a, like, disproportionately large head.
She doesn't actually have a disproportionately large head. She just has a lot of hair.
Which makes my head look really big.
That's true, though. Anyway, corgis' butts float because their butts are hollow. They're the only mammal that has a hollow butt.
I love corgis.
The more you know. But I just have a problem with the way technology is, like, characterized, I guess. Like,
I mean, we're, as a society, having to shift to things that are rapidly changing.
I know.
So they're trying to find ways to manage situations that have not ever needed to be managed before. So they're gonna fuck it up a lot.
I know, but I just, like, I personally am gonna still complain about the things they fuck up.
And you can write an article about it this week.
I'm not going to write an article because I'm not that angry. I'm not 500 words angry. I'm going to write an article, just not on that. I'm not 500 words angry. Or 850 to 1,000 words for an op-ed piece. I'm not that angry either. Anyway. I don't know. I don't like how people are using technology, really. I don't know. I just have a lot of... specifically about child pornography, where, like, 13-year-old girls take pictures of themselves. Like, she's wrong, but she's not a child pornographer.
She's not a child pornographer, but someone should definitely, like, explain to them that that's a no-no.
Yeah, like, she should be told that what she's doing is wrong, but she shouldn't be arrested as a child pornographer.
Yeah, I mean, like, people, like, revenge porn, like, that's a thing.
Did you see the guy who cried? The, like, original revenge porn person, his, like, website got taken down and he got, like, tried on something like 1,000 counts of, like, something or other, like, I don't know, something, and he got, like 300 5-year sentences.
Oh my gosh.
To serve consecutively, which, if you guys can do the math, that's 1,500 years. And he just started sobbing in the courtroom, because he really thought he was going to get away with it. Nope. I don't know who the judge was, but they were not about that life. Oh, speaking of people who suck. Oh my god, excuse me. You know that guy, ooh, speaking, actually, instead, of people who use technology in a way that I personally find offensive. Roosh V. The guy who created the pro-rape rallies around the world that then had to be canceled.
Because they're bad.
That's another way that people using technology pisses me off. Like, what in the world, dude? Hundreds of thousands of men followed this man to male superiority and, I don't know, pro-rape. And they were going to go to his rallies and, like, hang out and meet each other. And they had this code word. And I just, I don't know. It's scary to think that people in such large numbers can still think that. I don't know, man.
People.
Agreed. I'm going to play a song that I played last week, too, because I think
what
that
song?
It... I should have played it some other time, but I don't remember what it is now. But Formation by Beyoncé.
Uh-huh.
We were talking about something that had to do with police brutality.
Yes.
But I don't remember why we were talking about that.
During this show?
Yeah, it was like...
Yeah, no, I mean, we were.
But why? Does anyone remember?
Stereotyping.
Oh, yeah. Actually, it perfectly fits after the thing we just finished talking about, because that's when we talked about it. So, bam. Formation by Beyoncé.
What happened at the New Orleans? Bitch, I'm back. I'm popular the man.
Y'all haters corny with that Illuminati mess. Paparazzi catch my fly and my cocky fresh. I'm so reckless when I rock my Givenchy dress. I'm so possessive, so I rock his rock necklaces. My daddy Alabama, mama Louisiana. You mix that Negro with that Creole, make a Texas Bama. Sauce in my bag. Swag.
Ooh, yeah, baby. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. I like that.
I did not come to play with you hoes. I came to slay, bitch. I like cornbreads and collard greens, bitch. Oh, yes. You best to believe it.
Y'all haters corny with that Illuminati mess. Paparazzi catch my fly and my cocky fresh. I'm so reckless when I rock my Givenchy dress. I'm so possessive, so I rock his rock necklaces. My daddy Alabama, mama Louisiana. You mix that Negro with that Creole, make a Texas Bama. Sauce in my bag. I see it, I want it, want it. I stunt yellow, want it, want it. I dream it, I work hard, I grind till I own it, own it. I twirl on the middle, albino alligators, get a Camino with a Cielo, sipping Cuervo and no chisa. I go off, I go off, I go hard, I go hard. Yeah, what's mine? Hey, what's mine? I'm a star, I'm a star. Cause I slay, I slay.
Yeah. played on the radio station.
Cause I slay.
I might get your song played on the radio station.
Cause I slay.
You just might be a black Bill Gates in the making.
Cause I slay.
I just might be a black Bill Gates in the making.
I see it. I
want it. Okay, ladies, now let's get information. You know you that bitch when you cause all this conversation. Always stay gracious, best revenge is your paper.
Girl, I hear some thunder.
Golly, look at that water, boy. Woo, Lord.
Ayo.
Hey, if there are, in fact, any thetas listening to this, I know who your big is.
If there are, in fact, any Kappas listening to this, I know who your big is.
So, that's fun. For yes. us, at least.
So, The Odyssey.
Which I write for.
And I am the editor-in-chief of, / write for, is hiring writers again.
We don't get paid. It's not that kind of hiring.
Yeah. But you should still apply. It's only one article a week. About
it's super
pretty much
fun.
Like anything you want, and you get to like see lots of people read your stuff and share it all over the internet. So that's pretty cool.
Maybe your family members will finally like one of yours on Facebook. That happened to me this week.
Oh, my family members always like mine. And then they comment when they're sad or scared, and they're like, oh my gosh, you're awesome. And I'm like, but that doesn't help. Didn't you read the article?
Nope, this is the first time. My aunt, my uncle liked it, and I was like, oh. Hey.
But, yes, so, you could write tons of things.
I know my dad reads it every week.
Yeah.
Which is cute, because, I mean, dads are cute.
But, yeah, so, there is a link to apply on my Facebook
and
in the Oboe Daily.
And we'll probably post it in the show's page, because we can do that.
Oh, yeah, we do run that.
That's
ours. Yeah, so, like, check that out. It's pretty awesome. Just one article a week.
It can be anything.
It's
like
500 to 1,000 words, anything that you want. But personal,
if you've ever looked at like at a BuzzFeed article and been like, I could write something like that, this is the job for you.
Yeah, literally, they're just like BuzzFeed articles. You can go to the Odyssey at Ohio Wesleyan Facebook page and check out some of the stuff that's been written before.
Yeah, you can find 16 ways to grow.
Yep, that's what Caitlin wrote this week. But yeah, so that is about. That is, I think about it. Do you have any announcements?
Anchor Splash is coming up. Not this week, but next week on Friday. That's really fun.
I really love Anchor Splash.
It's my like easily my second favorite philanthropy event. Not including any Theta events, because that's just not fair.
Her first one is Kappa Karaoke.
It really is. It's just so fun. I love Kappa Karaoke. Anyway.
We're going to have discounted rates for SLU's departments and organizations.
Oh, that's so fun. I want to. Yes. Can I be in two teams?
I don't know.
Ooh.
Probably.
The more you know. Maybe I'll
and
be in two teams.
And the theme this year is boy bands.
And I'm so pumped.
So it's pretty like solid.
So pumped. It's so fun. I'm so ready. I love Kappa Karaoke.
I swear to God, if everyone sings One Direction, I will want to shoot them.
Nah, we'll probably go Hello 90s on it.
Oh, no. I don't want to hear Backstreet Boys all over again.
Backstreet's back. All right. All right. That's that. I'm going to play you one more song because, you know, if you're listening to this, you know how this works. Do we have any requests?
No, no one's.
It was a joke.
Say no one likes us.
No one likes it. Let's see what happens if I just press next. Oh, it's another Panic of the Disco song. Who knew?